सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं.
सो लॉर्ड सेज इन श्लोका नंबर 45 चैप्टर 2 ऑफ भगवद गीता त्रैगुण्य विषय वेद निस्त्रैगुण्यो भवार्जुन. ओ अर्जुन, द सब्जेक्ट मैटर द मेजर पोर्शन ऑफ वेदास दे टेल अबाउट कर्मकांड ओनली. How to fulfill your desires in a righteous way, that is all given in the Veda. Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjun, O Arjun, you become Nistraigunya, Nistraigunya, you don't go for that karma kand. By karma kand, what we are doing is we are fulfilling our desires righteously, accumulating more wealth and power. And that will keep you in the sansar, in the cycle of birth and death. So if I want to come out from the cycle of birth and death, what I have to do? Don't get too much involved in the triguna, in the karma kand that binds us. So how can we come out of it? Nirdvandho. Nirdvandho means go beyond likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes means vasanas. Go beyond vasanas. How can I go beyond vasanas? Nitya sattvastha. Come to sattva gun. We all are rajasic and tamasic. Slowly, slowly you improve yourself from tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva. Nitya sattvastha. How the sattva gun will increase? Nir yoga chema. Nir yoga chema means? Yoga means getting things which we desire, which we want. And chema means protecting them. So the whole life we are doing yoga and same only. Continuously we are accumulating wealth, it is yoga. And then we are protecting that our wealth is same. So that makes us rajasic. If you want to become sattvic, that you have to reduce your rajogun. Therefore niryog sema you have to do. How niryog sema will happen? Antnavan. You will not run after the objects of the world if when you come to know your own true nature, Atman, which is blissful. When you experience your Atman, when you enjoy that bliss, then you will not go for yoga and shame, because yoga and shame is giving you only temporary sukh. Now you have got permanent sukh. Now you will not run after that. How that will happen? You have to be in the sattva-gun. How can I come to sattva-gun? You have to be beyond likes and dislikes. Okay. In 47, let us see 47.
Karmannevadhikaraste.
कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते
मा फलेषु कदाचन
मा फलेषु कदाचन
मा कर्म फलहेतुर्भुः
मा कर्म फलहेतुर्भुः
मा ते सङ्गोस्त्वकर्मणि कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाचन मा कर्म फलहेतुर्भुः मा ते सङ्गोस्त्वकर्मणि
कर्मणि एव अधिकारते Te means, O Arjun. So we all are Arjun. Karmani ev adhikar. Adhikar means you have got the right. You have got the right to only karma, only actions. Ev, alone. Okay. O Arjun, at this point of time, you are eligible for action only. Okay. Ev means you are not eligible for atmajnan. Why? Atmajnan was given to you. In chapter 2, from sloka number 11 to 38, Lord has given atmajnan. We all studied atmajnan. Did it happen? It didn't happen. Otherwise, you would not have come again here. After realizing there is no need of studying a Bhagavad Gita. Since you have come back, it shows that atmajnan has not happened. Same thing happened with Arjuna also. Lord was in presence of Arjuna. Face to face he was giving that knowledge. It didn't happen. So therefore he says, no. You have now right to action only. Through action, if done in an appropriate manner as I suggest to you, then you will become fit for the knowledge. Otherwise it will not happen. So knowledge was given, it was at the intellect level, we all understood that knowledge. It was at the intellect level, but it did not fructify into aparoksha anubhuti. Aparoksha anubhuti means direct experience. Atman is with all of us and the nature of Atman is Satchit Ananda, but we are not able to experience that Ananda. What is the problem? Lord could see the mind of Arjun. How Lord could see the mind of Arjun? Very simple. He is present in each one of us. He is seeing our mind also. Whatever thoughts are coming, the Lord is seeing. Each thought, whether we express it through our mouth or not, He sees each and every thought. So He saw that the knowledge which was given to Arjun has not fructified. It has not given fruit. Therefore He says, there is some obstruction. And that obstruction has to be removed first. And what is that obstruction? In our BMI chart, we know this is the vasana. Likes and dislikes, the impurities. These impurities are to be removed first to become eligible for knowledge. So He said, you have got eligibility for karma, action only. Through action, your mind will be purified. If you do the way I suggested to you, in the verse number 39 and 40, we are now in 47. As I suggested to you, if you act in the world in that way, that will purify your mind, and when the mind is purified, you become fit for knowledge. Then what is this karmani? What action is Lord suggesting us to do? Karmani means niyat karma. Niyat karma means nitya and naimittik karma. Nitya karma means we have got a duty toward our own self, we have got a duty toward our family, we have got a duty toward our society, state, country, universe, we have got duty toward this, plus Naimittik karma, once a while that comes. If somebody is sick in your family, you go and visit in hospital. That is your duty, you must do. If somebody is getting married, you go. If you have to attend Shraddha, you attend Shraddha also. These are once a while, you have to do it. So Nitya karma and Naimittik karma, you have to do. But how you have to do? In a particular fashion. Okay. Ma phaleshu kadachana does not mean that don't expect or take the fruit of action. Ma means no. Phalesu means the fruit of action, kadachana. Many people misinterpret that you have got no right to fruit of action. Then Gita will become impractical. If I have got no right to the fruit of action, whole month I am working, and after that when the paycheck employer gives, I said, no, ma phalesu kadachana, I will not take. It's impractical, you can't do that. Or you cannot take the check and give it to temple or mosque. Ma phalesu kadachana, Gita says, you have got no right, I got this check, I am giving lot back to you. No, that is not the meaning. It means when you are acting in the world, at that time don't think of fruit of action. Ma phalesu kadachana means when you are acting, at that time don't think about the fruit of action. Lord wants that 100% of mind should be on the job. He is not saying that you don't plan for profit. What is suggested here is that you want $1 trillion, plan $1 trillion I want. But after the plan is made, when you are going to execute it, at that time, at the time of execution, your mind should be 100% on the job in execution. At that time, don't think about the $1 trillion. If you are thinking about the $1 trillion, then you are not putting 100% of mind on the job. Some part of the mind is thinking about the fruit at that time. And the Mahatmas always give the example of the students appearing in the competitive exam. What is this competitive exam? It is the test of your speed and accuracy. They will give you lengthy questions, number of questions will be many, time is limited, and you have to be accurate. At that time, if you start thinking about the fruit, then you lose time. Khatam. You are out of the competition. So, ma phalesu kadachana means the fruit will come, but don't think about the fruit while acting. At that time, you don't think about fruits. Gurudev says, karma yoga soj, art of living and acting in the ordered spirit of divine inspiration. Future is carved out in the present moment. Tomorrow's harvest depends on the today's action of plowing and sowing. If we miss this process, the harvest will not be good. You have to do the sequences of the agriculture, whatever is required at the particular time, you have to do it. If you miss it, then you will not get result. And again it is said, past is dead and future is not born. Most of the time you will find that your mind is always engaged in the past, what has happened in the past, or we are worrying about the future. And present is gone. Mind can do only one thing at a time. Only one thought remains at a time, but it can handle at very high speed thoughts. But normally one thought comes into mind and then it is replaced by another, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and but it is at very high speed. So if I am thinking about the past, the present, that moment is gone. If I am thinking about the future, the fruit of action, then that moment is also gone. You lost. If we seek success, then the mind should never be dissipated with the anxiety and the fear of fruits. At the time of action, we should not have this anxiety and fear. So noble intention that I am doing for the happiness of the Lord brings in action all that is best in us. Hence, result will also be good. If the motive is that I am doing for the happiness of the Lord, then the best will be coming out of us. If best is coming out of us, the result also will be best. So what we have to do? Only change the attitude behind action. Don't stop action. Do your duties. All duties. Nitya karma and namitya karma. Duties toward self, toward family, toward society, country, state and universe. Do your duties. How? At this point of time, without studying Bhagavad Gita, we are doing all our duties as in worship to our own ego. As a worship to our own ego, we want to make ourselves happy. And to make ourselves happy, sometimes we can take shortcuts also. We are ready to harm and hurt others also. To fulfill my desire, I am ready to hurt others also. But if the same action is done with an attitude that this is, I am acting, I am doing this job for the happiness of the Lord, then that will give you a very good result. Ma phalesu kadachana. Ma karma phala hetu bhu. Let not the fruit absent be the motive. All of us, we want to know first, what will I get if I do this thing? Each one of us want. Without fruit of action, we don't want to act. But Lord says, that should not be the motivator. The fruit of action should not be the motivator. And what should be the motivator? The love for the Lord should be the motivator. I am doing for the Lord. That is motivator. I am able to fulfill my duty. That is motivator. Lord has given me this duty and I am able to do it. This is motivation. And I tell you, the fruit of actions coming if you follow Karma Yoga. We are not doing Karma Yoga now. What we are doing? We are doing only karma, action. Action which is dedicated to our ego. Same action, Lord is saying, do the same action. He is not saying change your profession. No. With the same action, now you worship Lord. What will happen? Fruit of action will come. At present also we are getting fruit of action. We are getting only material wealth. Is it not so? With the sakam karma, with the egocentric desires fulfilled, we are getting fruit of action. What is that fruit of action? Material things only. Your bank balance is increasing, that's all. Material wealth. Or you are getting power, position, that's all. But if I change the attitude, what will the fruit of action? There will be material gain, better than what I am doing now. Why? Because 100% of the mind is on the job. The result has to be good. Very scientific. Very scientific. And not only that, if I am doing for my own selfish desire satisfaction, then that action will bind me. The same action done for the happiness of the Lord will not create any vasana, will not bind me. That means I am spiritually growing. If vasana is reduced, that means I am spiritually growing. Now tell me, which one is better? You are doing the same job. You have to go to the office the same time. Lord is not telling, give 1 hour more. Lord is saying, go to office. When you are acting in the office or working in the office, at that time, what you should do? You think that I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. If Lord is happy, then your boss is also happy. Because Lord is the boss of your boss also. Ma karma phala hetu bhu. So the motive should be that I will try to make my Lord happy. That's all. Fruit of action will be good. Fruit of action will come. And we will spiritually grow also. Mate sangastu akarmani. Don't get attached to inactions. Those who misinterpret this sloka, they said, if the fruit of action is not coming, why should I act? The Lord says, don't embrace inaction. Lord says, be desirelessly dynamic. Be desirelessly dynamic. Have vigorous, desireless dynamism in life. Gurudev writes, a karma yogi has concern with the action alone. He will do his duty only. He has got no concern with the fruit of action. No concern with the fruit of action. Fruit of action will come. Don't worry about that. Fruit of action will come. Because the fruit of action depends on many, many factors. What we have done in the past, we don't know. At present, we want something. And what we need in future, that also we don't know. But Lord knows what we have done in the past, what we will require in the future, and what we have done in the present. So He will calculate and He will give me fruit of action. And that fruit of action should be taken as a prasad. If you are trying to have a fixed fruit of action, then sorrow is going to come. A student is striving for first class, first he gets first class, second he starts weeping, crying. Why? He wanted to become first class first. I want this and this alone. This will never happen. Sometime it happens, sometime it happens. Because Lord will calculate what was his past karma and what he requires in the future. Student doesn't know. Whereas other student who was thinking he will fail, now he is finding out of 5 subjects, he has passed 3. There is, he has to appear only in 2. So he is very happy. See? And the last one is that the above said idea should not make a person lazy or drop action. So if the fruit of action is not the motivator, then how should I act in the world? Next slok, slok number 48.
Yogastha kuru karmani.
Yogastha kuru karmani.
Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya.
Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva.
Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva.
Samatvam yoga yuchyate.
Samatvam yoga yuchyate.
Yogastha kuru karmani. Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva. Samatvam yoga uchyate.
Yogastha kuru karmani, sangam tyaktva dhananjaya, siddha siddhayo samobhutva, samatva yoga uchyate. O dhananjaya, perform actions, being steadfast in yoga, abandoning attachment and balancing success and failure. Evenness of mind is called yoga. You see, selflessness will give you maximum sukh. It is said the maximum sukh is in vairagya. In dispassion, you get the maximum joy, dispassion. So different type of karma yoga. What is different type of karma? Do your own duty is also karma yoga. I am doing my duty is also karma yoga. If you are looking after your parents, your children without expecting any fruit of action, Mahatma says it is the greatest karma yoga. Serving, raising your children for 20 years without expectation is karma yoga. If you are doing and expecting that they will become, they will help me in the old days, I will be dependent on them, they will look after me, then it has become sakam. That will sakam karma. So doing duty without expecting karmaphal, without expecting fruit of action, whatever Lord will give, okay. And doing duty for happiness of the Lord is also karma yoga. So many people, even some people are there, they don't believe in Lord also. No Ishwar. They say Ishwar nahi hai. they will help poor people, they will do social work, they will help sick, or they will protect animals. The Lord is saying the same thing. You are serving me only. In poor man or a sick person or in an animal also, I am present there. If you are serving them, looking after them, then you are serving me only. Because in all beings, Lord is present there. Yogastha. Yog means what? Yog comes from the yuj dhatu. If you know Hindi, if you go into the North India, buy something, two, three things, they will give you a cash memo. And that cash memo, in the last, you will find it is written yog. Total. One meaning of yog is total. Yog. Or yog means also, sadhana. In Bhagavad Gita, after the end of each chapter, you will find Om Tatsa, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Supinyasu, Brahma Pityayam, Yog Sastri. Here yog means what? Yog here means the Gita tells you about the goal also, and it tells you about the means to reach that goals. Yog Sastri means means also. In Patanjali Yog Sutra, yog means what? Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Chitta Vritti, chitta means mind, vritti means thought, nirodh means cessation. Cessation of thoughts in mind is yoga. I have given you three definitions. The fourth definition the Lord is giving here. What is the meaning of yoga? Here it says evenness of mind, tranquility or mental composure in all pair of opposite is said to be yoga, samattam yoga ucchati. It is a special condition of mind in which it comes to neutral equilibrium in all pair of opposite. Sukh dukh comes sam, equilibrium, equipoised mind. One who is established in yoga, he has got no vasana. If there is no vasana, no desire. If there is no desire, no action. So there is no question of any pair of opposite also. See? If you are united with the Lord, then there is no vasana. Vasanas are all finished. When there is no vasana, there is no desire at the intellect level. If there is no desire at the intellect level, there is no action at the body level. Then you become nirdvanda. And for that, to come to that position, we need a single-pointed mind. Sangam tyaktva, attachment. Gurudev used to say, what is attachment? I plus I want is attachment. I means ego. Ego plus egocentric desire is equal to attachment. One Mahatma said, attachment is that thing which I bring in my life to make me unhappy. Attachment is that thing which I bring in my life to make me unhappy. That is attachment. Now, whenever you feel sorrow, you try to find out the cause. And when you find out the cause, you'll find you are attached there. Whenever you feel sorrow, try to find out the cause. In the cause, you will find that you are attached there. Arjun was crying in the battlefield. Why was he crying? Because he was attached to Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitamaha. The moment he saw them, started crying that I will be killing them. Attachment is the cause of all sorrows. So, when there is no attachment, so if I have to do any action, so detachment has to be done before starting action, not during the action and after the action. Then only the mind will become even. Siddha Siddhyo Samobhutva, equanimous in the success and failure. So Karma Yoga does not say don't do your duty or don't expect fruit of action. Do your duty is karma yoga. The duty should be for the happiness of the Lord is a karma yoga. Karma phal will be coming. That karma phal will be definitely better than the phal, the fruit which you are getting now. In karma yoga, there is clear idea of the goal also, but there is no attachment that if I get fruit of action, I will be happy or unhappy. Whatever comes, I accept as a prasad. So plan your action for fruits, act as per plan without expectation of fruit of action at the time of acting. While you are executing your plan at that time, don't think about the fruit of action. Okay. One more sloka we'll see.
Dure nayavaram karma. Buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Buddho sharanam anvichha. Kripanah phalahetavah. Dure nayavaram karma. Buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Buddho sharanam anvichha. Kripanah phalahetavah.
Durena, by far, avaram is inferior, karma, action, buddhi yoga, yoga of wisdom. Simple action is far, far inferior than the karma yoga. Okay. Buddhau saranam anvichya kripana phalahetave. Seek the refuge in the wisdom, wretched are they whose motive is fruits. Okay. Buddhi yoga. With the buddhi, with the intellect, I have decided that I will be doing karma yoga. What is karma yoga? That all my actions will be for the happiness of the Lord. Who will decide it? Buddhi will decide it. Intellect will decide it. That means what? Ishwar arpan buddhi. Ishwar arpan buddhi means whatever I am doing for the happiness of the Lord. Buddhi yoga. Yoga means what? To get united. If I want to get united with the Lord, so whatever fruit of action, I take it as a prasad. So karma yoga is what? Is Ishwar arpan buddhi and prasad buddhi. Whatever fruit of action is coming, I am accepting it. It is remaining same in all cases. Whether sukh is coming or dukh is coming, doesn't matter. Lord has given me this, okay. You see, even the Lord gives you dukkha, sorrow, that means He wants you to grow out of it. Each sorrow gives an experience. Each sorrow reminds us that you should turn. Turn from where? Sorrow is coming from Lord, from Atma. Sorrow is coming from world. Again and again, it is only the world gives you sorrow. When sorrow comes, it reminds us that you are at wrong place. You should turn from here. That is why Lord is giving us sorrow. Okay. Normally we do karma for fruit of action and we worship our own ego. And third is that when the fruit of action comes, either we are happy, we throw party, or if we are failure, then we shut the door, we are depressed. Don't want to talk to anybody. But if we do karma yoga, what will happen? It is for the happiness of the Lord. Whatever fruit comes, sukh or dukh comes, I am okay. I am good with that. No problem. Okay. This is the secret of large profit. So whenever these big companies, they invite Mahatmas, Jnani, realized masters, they have got only one question. How can I increase my profit? Large profit. So the secret is don't see large profit during action. Plan before. Plan before whatever profit you want. But when you are executing that plan at that time, don't think about it This is the secret. This is the secret of large profit. Okay. So how do we find out whether it is working with us or not? So if you are not tossed up and down, and if you are able to maintain the balance of your mind, then know that it is working. This is working. Buddha Sarnam Anvicha Kripana Phala Hetava, O Arjun, seek the refuge in the wisdom, wretched are they whose motive is fruit. You take the umbrella of Karma Yoga. Lord is saying, Arjun, you come under the umbrella of Karma Yoga, it is going to give you best result. I am telling you the science, understand the science, start acting after Karma Yoga. Kripana phala hetave, Kripana, miser are those people, those who are working in the world for the fruit of action. Why? If you are doing Karma Yoga, you are getting better result. You are not utilizing your intellect. Kripana, they are miser, they have got intellect, but they are not able to utilize it. They are not able to understand the simple karma and the fruit of action you are going under the Karma Yoga will give you better result. If you are not able to use it, then Lord says, Kripana, you are miser. Kripana word earlier also came in chapter 2 only. When Arjun was sad, he was crying, three people diagnosed his disease. Sanjay, Lord Krishna, Arjun himself. That we have discussed long time back. Arjun diagnosed his own disease that I have got a Karpanya dosa. Karpanya dosa? I think I have become miser. I have got intellect, I know Shastra. But I am not able to utilize my intellect now. Similarly, Lord is saying, Kripanaha phalhetave, those who are working in the world for fruit of action, they are all Kripana, they are miser, they are not utilizing their intellect. I am telling Arjun, you come under the umbrella of Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is much, much better than simple karma. This karma, simple karma, will bind you, it will go, take you to cycle of birth and death. And if you do the Karma Yoga, then you are coming out of the cycle of birth and death. Number two, material wealth also will be more. So are you not getting something extra in the Karma Yoga? Your bank balance will not be transferred to your next life, but your karma account is going to be transferred. It is never closed. You can never declare, I am bankrupt. I can't repay. Bankruptcy you can file here. But in Karma Yoga, your karma account continues. So Lord says, O Arjun, don't be miser. Utilize your intellect, come under the umbrella of Karma Yoga, do all actions as Karma Yoga. Do for my happiness, that's all. Simple thing. And he made Arjun to fight war. Made Arjun to do his duty. So if you think you will run away from your duty, not going to happen. We have to do our duty. Karmani eva adhikara. We have got only right to karma. What karma? Nitya karma, naimitya karma. Duty towards self, duty towards family, duty towards society and universe. That we have to do.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.